Imagine dropping $250 a month in a premium developer tool and then just waking up completely locked out.
Yeah, with no warning and no refund.
Exactly. And potentially your entire digital life at risk. Welcome to our deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're looking at a massive controversy tearing through the developer community regarding Google's new AI IDE anti-gravity.
The stakes here are incredibly high. We've been combing through intense Hacker News debates, Google developer forums, official docs, and some wild GitHub repos to figure out how this cutting-edge tool suddenly turned into a ban hammer for Google's highest-paying subscribers.
So, before we get to the bans, what actually is anti-gravity? It's billed as an agent-first platform, but what does that look like in practice?
Think of it as a supercharged version of VS Code integrated directly with Google's Gemini 3 Pro model. It has a built-in Chromium browser and an agent manager.
Right.
The AI literally takes control and moves a cursor, clicks on things, and visually tests your code. Reviews on the DEV community are calling it a fascinating, frustrating, yet futuristic mess that absolutely devours system resources.
But handing an AI the keys to your browser and terminal, I mean, that sounds terrifying. What happens if it goes rogue?
That is the core security risk. Google actually highlights this in their official code lab. Giving an agent direct access is a massive vector for prompt injection.
And we're not just talking about tripping a chatbot to say something silly anymore.
No, not at all. In fact, there's a huge discussion blowing up on Hacker News right now demonstrating how anti-gravity actually exfiltrates data via an indirect prompt injection attack.
Wow, really?
Yeah. If the AI visits a compromised documentation site, that malicious text can hijack your agent, command it to quietly bundle up your local files, and just send them to an attacker.
Which is exactly why Google tried to lock the system down so hard with strict URL allow lists and execution policy.
Exactly. So Google builds this hyper-powerful, risky tool, locks it down tightly, and then developers naturally try to find a backdoor.
And that backdoor led straight to this massive ban wave.
It did. Users on the $249 a month AI Ultra tier started taking their anti-gravity OAuth tokens. Essentially, the digital VIP passes Google issues to verify your account and plugging them into a third-party local AI assistant called OpenClaw.
OpenClaw? Is that the app that talks about doing things the lobster way?
That's the one. It's their quirky mascot and philosophy for keeping AI local and independent. By plugging that VIP pass into OpenClaw, users were routing their subsidized Gemini model access outside of Google's official IDE.
So they basically took a bottomless cup from a restaurant and started filling up from the soda fountain from their car.
That is a perfect analogy.
Okay, I get why Google wouldn't love that.
Right.
But banning them completely.
Without a single warning, users just started getting hit with 403 permission denied errors. When panicked subscribers went to the Google AI developer forums for help, their posts were swiftly deleted and their accounts were permanently terminated.
Brutal.
No grace periods, no appeals.
That lack of communication is exactly what ignited the firestorm on Hacker News. But looking at the threads, people are pretty divided on who the bad guy is here.
Very divided. You have the pragmatists who see this as a blatant exploit. They point out that users knowingly took an overly broad access key to get cheap, unlimited API tokens outside the intended app.
Right.
Google's anti-gravity lead, Varun Mohan, even stepped in to say they had to shut down this malicious usage because it was degrading the service for everyone else.
Wait, malicious usage? That feels like a stretch for people just trying to use a local assistant.
The critics on Hacker News absolutely agree with you. They're appalled by Google's draconian approach. Anthropic actually faced this exact same issue with third-party tools recently.
And how do they handle it?
By updating their legal terms and publicly warning developers before bringing down the hammer. Google's silent instant bans left users terrified.
Because Google accounts are deeply interconnected.
Exactly. People were panicking that their entire workspace and Gmail accounts spanning decades of personal data might be wiped out next without a word. Especially with the fears about indirect prompt injection causing your agent to break the rules without you even knowing.
Whether you are actively building software or just watching this AI arms race from the sidelines, this really exposes the fragile trust we have with massive walled garden ecosystems.
Yeah.
You might pay the monthly fee, but you don't actually own your access.
It forces you to think about the immediate future of development.
It really does.
Okay.
As our coding environments transform into autonomous agents acting on our behalf, navigating the web, executing commands, who is ultimately held legally responsible when your AI assistant inevitably violates an undocumented terms of service? Something to think about.